Hello, Debbie speaking.
Hey, Debbie. Patrick from MPI calling. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. How's the week been?
Yeah, not too bad. Glad it's Friday, though.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Just giving you a call to follow up on the Great Wine Company. Sorry it's taken me a few days. I've just been waiting to hear back from the marine underwriter that does all the stock throughput stuff. So got a couple of bits of information for you and sort of a few things to discuss. So number one is we can do the static cover. That's fine. But we can only do it at the three 3PL sites. That one liquor store, we can't do the static cover for that. So if it was something you wanted us to look at, we wouldn't be able to cover the static cover in the liquor store. So that's something to think about. We can still do...
So could I move that into a business so it just covers? Because basically it's just covering it while it's sitting there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so that was the other thing I was going to talk to you about, and this was what our marine underwriter recommended. The static cover can all be done under an ISR, mm-hmm. and because the property rates are falling so much, she thought you'd probably get much better rates for the client if all the static cover for this was moved under that. And mm-hmm. then you just had a separate marine policy for the transit.
Yeah.
Obviously, you may or may not want to do that. You could just have the same cover as what they've currently got with us, minus the liquor store, and just put the liquor store under a business insurance or property insurance.
Yeah.
You've got both options. So what we could do if you wanted is I could get the marine underwriter to quote up the static cover for the three sites.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we can do. So you can see what the premium would be and whether or not it's worth doing that and just moving across just the liquor store, or you could just look to move all of it under.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Give us that option first. Yeah. And then I'll look at just moving the one and then I'll discuss it with the client.
Yeah. Perfect. And then in which case, obviously the current quote we have for the marine, mm-hmm. That is what you would essentially. That is what you'd sort of. That's everything you'd need left over if you moved everything to the ISR, and everything onto just business insurance. So we can have that as like a sort of option one. And then what I'll do to make this easy for you, and mm-hmm. I'll pull it off Sun. I'm going to pull the existing quote off Sunrise so that we can just add the stock throughput stuff. We can add all the static cover stuff onto the existing quote. We can't do all the static stuff while it's on Sunrise. We can only do it manually. So it'll have to be a manual policy for us to do that anyway. But that way I can add all that on there. You can have everything together. Then if you decide to go with everything, including the static, great. We've got it all there. And then if you decide, look, we just want to go ahead with the marine cover stuff, we can just remove the static side and the terms are already finished and ready to bind.
Yep. Okay. And will that have a breakdown? So I can.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. It'll have a breakdown. Or if it doesn't and it returns with just the full premium, I'll give you an additional breakdown for what I'll break it down for you. So either way, you can see what the differences are. But it should break it down for you so that you can see the cargo side and the static side separately.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic.
Perfect. Then the only other thing is, in order to look at the static stuff, there's just a few other questions we need answered just from a sort of risk assessment perspective. They're all pretty straightforward. I'll just flick those to you in an email now so that you've got them there. But it's essentially just like we've got the location for all of them and we've got the sum insured required. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of extra things we need from the client, which you can just discuss. They should know, which are like the average limit they'd have at any one time. So, they've got up to $500,000 in cover, but normally it might only be, maybe $200,000 or $150,000, or maybe it is $500,000. So the average limit is basic COPE information, which is just construction of the construction of the location, the security and the fire protection. So just what does each site have with that? what else is stored at the location, if they know it, they might not. Like sometimes for 3PL sites, it's just anything and everything. And then how are the goods stored at the storage facility? So just some basic packing information, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll send that across. Just flick it back to me via email when you have an idea. And we can get something quoted up for you. We'll see if we can get it done today, but otherwise sort of Monday you'll get the updated terms back.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No worries. All right. Thank you so much for doing this for me.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
Happy to help. I'll flick you that email now, and then once I get everything back, I'll start getting everything processed for you.
All right, wonderful. Okay, I'll speak to the client and get that information. Yeah, wonderful. That's okay.
Have a good
Friday. Have a wonderful day. Yeah.
Yeah.
You too.
If I don't speak to you again, enjoy your weekends. I hope it's I hope it's restful, and I'll chat with you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick.
Fantastic. Cheers, Debbie. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.